I grew up in Harford County. I'm the youngest of five children in a house of, I guess, seven people. And that wasn't supposed to be funny. I grew up, I was born in the mid-70s, and I grew up in during a time that was pretty important to American history. It was during the time of, it was the era of home computing. It was when computers had taken on this, basically, people had discovered that you could turn a computer into a device for entertainment, and in the early 70s, they started making video games and arcade games. They started putting them into bars to see, you know, just kind of what would happen. And towards the late 70s, it became a phenomenon, and in my early years, all of my older brothers, we were all drawn to this electronic source of joy. And one of my earliest memories is being crowded around a television, and there was this box connected to the TV, and there was no sound coming out of the TV. It was all coming out of this box, and it was these two lines, and the sounds were like, boop, boop, and it was coming out of this console, and it was the most amazing thing that I'd ever seen in my entire life. And a couple of years later, when I was old enough to go to the mall with my parents and my brother, I was like 4 or 5, I ended up going to my first arcade, which was in Harford Mall. It was called Funland USA. And it was 1981, and I remember it very vividly. It was a big room full of these huge, to me, I was like that tall, but it was these huge cabinets. If you can imagine, they're square and or rectangle. These monitors that with this color, and there were lines of them. And I was a little kid, and it just blew my mind. There was like crowds of people. It was a phenomenon. It was an underground thing that was just happening at the time. And it amazed me. And my older brothers, they were like around like 17, 18 at the time, they would take me there as far as like babysitting. They would like, here's a quarter. And they go, you know, whatever. And I would sit there and play the games. And it just became this huge part of my life. It just kind of formulated it, like all the memories, all the names of these games, all about like spaceships and, you know, I don't know, Galaga and Pac-Man, like Dots and Donkey Kong and all these names and these machines. It just really kind of inspired me. And so years would go on, and I just, every weekend, I would go to these malls. There was in Hunt Valley, there was a place called Spaceport, blew my mind. There was a place, Tollgate Mall, which was a two-story arcade that they had there. It was called Replay. My brother actually worked there in 1982, and I remember one of the stories that changed my life is one time he came home, and I was really like, anything my brother said, I was like, wow. And he came home and from a day of Replay, like giving out quarters. And he comes home and he has this thing, and I'm like, wait, you know, what is it? And he's like, oh, come here. You know, and he takes me into his room, and he's like, locks the door, shh, be cool. And he pulls out a bolt, and he shows me this bolt, and he's like, it's from a Q-Bert game. This is the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. So in 1984, there was what is known in the industry as the great video game crash of 1984 is when all of the home game, it was when Atari failed, ColecoVision failed, home computing, Commodore 64 was coming up, IBM, Tandy, all that stuff was coming up, and there was a big shift, and it kind of stopped going to the arcades as much, and my mom used to go to a grocery store called Safeway, if you guys have heard of it. And it's it too underground. But anyway, I would go there, and all of our groceries came from this place. And I would go there, and it was really boring for me as a child. So I go in there, and one day I noticed next to the magazine rack there was these two arcade games, and I was like, oh, all right. And one of them was a game called Mr. Dew's Castle. And the other was one of the most important and defining arcade games that has ever been made, me personally. It's a game called Jungle Hunt. It was made in 1982. It was made in 1982, and it was made by a Japanese company named Taito. And basically, Jungle Hunt centers around four level or four screens. The first being you start on a tree and you jump to a vine. There's swinging vines, and each swing at different timing, so you have to get the timing right. And then once you've swung on the vines enough, you go into the water. You dive into the water, and you're equipped with a knife, and you stab alligators for 200 or 300 points, depending. And then once you've done that, then you get to the third level, which is very tricky. It's the avalanche stage. It's like a hill, and there's boulders coming in. You have to jump the boulders. Sometimes they're big. You have to duck them. Fourth stage, most crucial part of the whole game, is there's two headhunters, and the reason why you're on this quest is because you're chasing for your damsel in distress, and she happens to be hanging from a rope above a cauldron of hot water that these two headhunters have cooked up. So once you jump over the two, it starts over and gets harder and harder and harder. Blew my mind. So I would go to this Safeway, and every time I'd show up, my mom would be like ready to shop, and I'd ask her for a quarter, and I'd go over, and I knew that I was getting better, because when my mom could go all the way around the Safeway without having to see me ask for another quarter, she was like, well, it's probably a good investment, you know. So anyway, I ended up, after the whole video game craze kind of wound down, I ended up discovering music and doing other things. Somewhere in the late 90s, I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was dating a girl, and I was in this band, and things were going pretty well, and I felt pretty good about myself, and she came up to me one day, my girlfriend, and she was like, yeah, this music thing's really cool, but you should get a job. Apparently the coffee shop thing wasn't working out, but she suggested that I get this job, and she was like, well, you know, is there something that you'd want to do? And I was like, well, I don't know. She was like, well, do you want to open up a business? And I was like, well, all right, I don't know, maybe, sure. She was like, well, what kind of business would you want to open up? And I said, well, an arcade, you know, and. So as soon as I said arcade, she was, and this is the heavy part, she goes, here's $15,000. And then we got another $15,000. I had $30,000. I was 22 years old. I had no idea what I was doing. And so I opened an arcade that sold beer, had bands, did this whole thing, flying by the seat of my pants, winging it, as we say. And about 2 years or a year and a half into it, I had this thing open. I had no idea. The relationship started to crumble, and then the cops started showing up to the place, because all the neighborhood people started protesting. It was right around the time of Columbine as well, so this is when you turn on TV and like people were like, video games kill and stuff. And so it was, I remember having to, like, while I was trying to set up the arcade, having to like go and talk to the neighborhood association. They were like, you know, don't video games cause people to shoot people? And I was like, well, you know, the idea, the Donkey Kong and blah, 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 you know, and like, so needless to say, I at 22, I was like, that's too much. So I decided to close the thing. So to bring everything on home, a couple months back, I saw a movie called The King of Kong. And this movie, basically in brief, centers around a guy named Billy Mitchell, who in 1982 got the world record high score in Donkey Kong, and in 2005, a man from Washington State named Steve Wiebe challenged his high score, and the basis of this movie is about the competitive gaming and about, well, it just tells a great story between the two that are about this Donkey Kong score. Anyway, the movie moved me to realize, like, I wonder who has the score for Jungle Hunt. And so I went online. I went to TwinGalaxies.com, which is they're the official game or the official scorekeepers of all competitive online gaming. And I found out that no one has the score for Jungle Hunt. So I decided, why don't I set the score for Jungle Hunt? And so what I'm doing right now is I'm in training. Seriously. I'm really in training. To set the score for Jungle Hunt. And so my theme music tonight is actually the theme music from the 1982 Taito classic, Jungle Hunt. That's me putting the quarter in. And this is me starting it. This is actually a recording of me playing it. What you're hearing is the vine swinging. What's this part? It gets louder. Right there. And then you hear me go into the water. It's gonna come. There we go. That was the water. Anyway. Thank you very much.